Good morning, everyone. Good to see all your beautiful and handsome faces this morning. So as we transition our minds to engage in worship and praise, I want to encourage you all to lay aside, to set aside all the challenges, all the circumstances, all the issues that may have hindered your walk with Christ this week. So set it aside. Say in your mind, you're going to set it aside this morning. You're going to put it aside. It's like taking all the change out of your pocket or pulling your purse off your shoulder and hanging it up. You're setting it aside. And you're going to put on your hat of worship. Because you want to have a clear mind. You want to be free to be all you can be when it comes to worship. And so give yourselves a round of applause just for being here today. If you're not clapping, you don't love Jesus this morning. Because God loves you and he has a favor for you. We serve a God that will bless you, a God that loves you unconditionally. We serve a God of the impossibles. We serve a God that woke you up this morning. We serve a God that gave you another time, another opportunity. We serve a God of second chances. A God that gave you a second chance. You know, over in James 1:22, it says, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Deceiving your own selves by leaning on your own understanding and not on the understanding of God. We aren't just supposed to listen to or hear God's word. It doesn't end there. We are to apply the word of God in our lives as well. The more we learn about God and his character, we are to apply what we have learned in our lives. God doesn't expect us to just be hearers of the word, remaining idle in our own ways. The Christian life is about being active. Being active. When you worship, you are allowed to be active. You are allowed to clap your hands. You are allowed to wave flags. You are allowed to stomp your feet. You are even allowed to get up and walk around the church. Just in case you didn't know these things, we have been set free as they've been preaching no condemnation, no rules and regulations. We must be conscious of the transformation occurring in us. Be conscious of it. So when we are required to do our part, we shouldn't hesitate in doing it. Amen. And therefore, you will be a hearer of the word. So when the word speaks to you, don't hesitate. Be ready in season and out of season. Let us pray. Dear God, I pray that as I study, as we study and listen to your word, may we never become idle with it. I desire to be one who expresses the nature of Christ in my life, in our lives, day in and day out. May we never become lazy about the word of God. May we never be known as simple hearers. May we commit ourselves to making an active effort in our worship, in our lives, in our Christian walk. So as we come to you today, O Lord, and we surrender ourselves to you,
yes, Jesus,
we want to give you our best. We want to be our best for you in worship and in praise. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us worship this morning.
Jesus is better than life. never stops. So grateful, so thankful.
Run, 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 run You make me Except for a heart singing hallelujah. Oh, up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know it's not much. I've nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Heavenly host and speak in tongues. So I know there's the battle is not here, but it's there. Powers and principalities. So the prayer warriors got to stand up, call upon the heavenly host, because there's a lot going on right now, right? So I just pray for the peace of God. Peace of God.
Stripes, we are healed and made whole. We are strong and healthy based on the righteous foundation of your finished work. Our youth is renewed like the eagles. Our bodies are restored by your grace. By your grace, long life and divine health is our inheritance. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing together.
Sometimes we got to tell our heart to sing, right? So that's what we're doing right here. Let me sing.
Sacrifice all our sins, past, present, and future, have been obliterated, having been perfectly forgiven and forgotten once for all time. Thank you, Lord. righteous forever. And all the blessings of the righteous, including healing, protection, and supernatural favor are ours. So let's drink together. Spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? It's all yours, saints. It's all ours. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now we receive our healing and our miracles, and thank you, Lord, for it. Abba, Father, you love us and want us whole in every area of our lives. Because of your grace and the finished work of Jesus, we are greatly blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved, completely, perfectly accepted in your beloved.
How great is our God? Sing with me.